And joining me live on air this morning is Lexi Weber, the new executive director of the Star Valley Arts Council, giving us our monthly update. And also Janet Erickson, who's on the board of directors for the Arts Council, organizing the Three Rivers Youth Chorus, also on the air. Lexi, Janet, good morning. How are you guys today?
Good morning. Hi.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Well, Lexi, let's start with you today, because happening this weekend is the big art trail happening in Alpine, correct?
Correct. So last year we had the art trail in Afton on Main Street, and that was really fun. We had quite a few artists that were set up in different businesses, and we could go check out what they had. And this year we're doing it in Alpine, and we're joining with the Star Valley Street Market because they have a great following and a great showing when they have their markets. And so these are joining together, and hopefully we'll get a good crowd.
Excellent. So do people go still to different businesses to see the art, or do they just go to the park?
They're all going to be intermingled, and it's not in businesses. It's out on the lawn this year. Main Street in Afton.
Okay.
In Alpine.
In Alpine, yeah. So is there so you can go to the craft show and everything and see them there, but then of course walk around town, I'm assuming, right? And that's where you see the artwork?
Yes, and it's in conjunction with the classic car show. And so we're hoping that there will be something for everyone in the family this weekend.
Excellent. So that happens Friday and Saturday in Alpine.
Yes.
Is there a list of places to go, or do you just encourage people to just walk around town and find and see the artwork?
They're all going to be right there together.
Okay.
Right on that lawn by the Civic Center.
Excellent. That's Lexi Weber, again, with the executive director with the Star Valley Arts Council. Janet Erickson also joining us this morning. Janet, let's loop you in here. You've been with the Three Rivers Youth Chorus for a number of years, and it sounds like tryouts are coming up soon. Janet, tell us, what is the Three Rivers Youth Chorus for those that aren't familiar with it quite yet?
Well, thank you. The Three Rivers Youth Chorus is a chorus specifically created for students who like additional opportunities to develop their voices and to have performance opportunities, students who maybe can't fit it into their schedule at school, or students who are schooled at home who'd like an opportunity to be part of a performing group. We have auditions coming up on the 6th and 7th of September from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Aetna Community Center in the conference room there. And we're just inviting anyone who wants to be part of something like this to come and participate. We're going to have a lot of opportunities for solos, a lot of opportunities for kids who play instruments to also be part of performances. And everyone is welcome. The purpose of the audition is just to evaluate the students' musical knowledge and level. But everyone will be invited to be part of the organization, and I'm really excited to be able to offer this to the community. I think it's a quality program. We have an associate director, Tina Crowther. She's fantastic in terms of teaching students about presentation and artistic interpretation, and we have the iconic and legendary Jane Anderson will be returning as our accompanist. And so I'm just really thrilled to be starting this year with those two ladies by my side, and just want to invite anyone who might be interested in participating in this. We'll be rehearsing Thursday evenings from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Aetna Community Center, and we just want to invite everyone to come and have a good time with us and learn.
Well, first off, Janet, fantastic news that Jane Anderson is able to rejoin and be participating in that. So that's just fantastic, and we're thrilled to hear that. Tell me more about the it's called auditions, but it sounds like it's more of an evaluation, like you were saying. You're not making cuts or anything. So so for the auditions, are you asking people to be prepared to sing anything specific, or how does that audition work?
That's a really great question. Thank you for asking. I'm asking students to come prepared if they can. It doesn't need to be anything elaborate, something simple like a nursery rhyme. You know, sometimes younger children are, you know, feel more successful with something very, very simple. It really doesn't matter. Whatever you feel you can bring to the audition to demonstrate to us what you are capable of, and also to share what you're interested in learning. That's the purpose. We'll be doing some reading of the music. We just want to see how well you read. We want to see how well you can count. And that's really just, that's it. And if you come at an elementary level, if you're just learning, that's great too, because the whole purpose of the program is for people to learn and grow. And so that's just fine. Just, you know, be prepared and know that that's what we're going to ask you to do. It won't be very long, maybe 5 or 10 minutes at the very most, and it'll be first come, first served. If you are wanting support from an accompanist, Jane will be there to play your music for you. If you want to sing a cappella without any music, that's fine too. If you don't feel like you're prepared and have something that you know well already, just come and sing something that, you know, is super simple that you know from the radio, or something that you know that is a childhood game or something like that. It doesn't need to be anything elaborate or ready for performance even. I just want to hear your voice and know that you're interested and excited to be part of the program.
So Three Rivers Youth Chorus, those tryouts are going to take place on September 6th and 7th. More details and information can be found at starvalleyarts.org. Also on the call, Lexi Weber this morning. Lexi, we are talking about the Youth Chorus, which is for those ages 10 and 18. Tell me more about Star Valley Voices, which is for those younger, between the ages of 5 and 10.
You know, Janet knows more about that than I do. Let her speak.
All right, Janet, go ahead.
Okay, great. Valley Voices is a spinoff from Cathedral Voices out of Jackson. The conductor and director on that is Laura Huckin, who is an incredibly gifted musician and very knowledgeable teacher. She's just excited to provide something for the very young children who are looking for an opportunity to perform and to learn music and to exercise their voices, which we believe is the child's first instrument. And so she will be, she'll be working with children weekly right after school. There in Alpine is where she'll be rehearsing her students. And then those children will have opportunities to perform with Cathedral Voices out of Jackson.
Okay. Very cool. And details for Valley Voices is also online on the Arts Council website. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Again, that's Star Valley Voices for those ages 5 to 10. All right, Lexi, here's your forte, Star Valley Plein Air Painting event. That's coming up now in a month now for this really cool event returning. Tell us about Star Valley Plein Air.
We are so excited about this. Valley Plein Air is a chance for artists, local and not, to come and paint. And this is such a beautiful place to be able to come paint. We have so much beautiful scenery here. So people come here, they paint for a week, they submit their paintings to the gallery in Evanston, and then there's a public art show and sale for all of those paintings that people created.
And so the painting will take place September 18th through the 23rd. And then that's the cool part, is you can go and see all those paintings later on the weekend. And is that happening where? Where do people go to see the paintings at the end of the show?
They're going to be at Western Gallery, Western Skies Fine Art Gallery in Afton. And so he takes the paintings that he currently has, and we just fill his gallery with these paintings from these local artists. And it is so fun to come see. Last year we had a really great turnout. About 300 people came through to see the paintings, and those were not just local people. We had collectors coming down from Jackson and Teton area.
So that's happening again September 18th through the 23rd. That again, Lexi Weber and Janet Erickson with the Star Valley Arts Council. Thank you both so much for your time. Anything we missed today that we need to cover?
That's
all right. Okay, thank you very much, Janet. We appreciate it. Lexi, we'll talk to you in a month.